What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I'm back again. Our last episode, or not really episode, it's just me kind of just letting you know what's going to be starting. So I guess it kind of is the first of many to come. But I got great feedback last episode. It was really positive. So it inspired me to keep going. And it just really wanted me to just, you know, be happy and just motivate and keep inspiring, because I got that a lot of people say you got really good potential, what you're doing, you should really look into other avenues or options and really just take this serious if you really are serious about it, which I am, and I'm getting better. But something kind of happened to me lately, and I think a lot of people can like relate to this topic. And like the topic of discussion I'm kind of in right now is, why would you do something that doesn't make you happy? And I feel like a lot of people are like thinking like that's so simple, like why would you? And believe it or not, it does sound simple, like why would you do it? Why would you do something that's making you happy? You wouldn't. It does not make you happy. But that's the thing, people still do something that doesn't make them happy. And I'm at this point in my life right now, I'm 25 and I want to advance, I want to do more, I want to branch out, I want to be free. My current situation is what's my job right now, it restricts me. I can't do it. I just can't simply be free, be who I want to be, express myself. I feel real limited. I feel very held back. I feel like I'm like a caged bird. I don't like that feeling. The fact that I feel like I'm not me, you know, I feel like I'm not me no more. And I felt like that about 3 years ago, believe it or not. And this didn't happen overnight. I didn't wake up like, you know what, I'm just tired of this. Like, no, it happened 3 years ago, and I didn't take my mental health back then serious, because I didn't know the feelings and emotions that I was going through. I didn't know I was depressed. I didn't know that I had addictions to like alcohol, to sex. I didn't know that I was really messed up as a person. We all have our demons or battles, but I really had some that I would suppress and hold back. So long story short, I'm in a position right now where I want to be free, and I have the option too, but the job I have is holding me back, restricting me. It's honestly the point right now, they're kind of saying like, hey, you might not be able to get out at this very moment. You might have to really stay a little longer. And that's, to me, it's like, no, I'm at the point of my time where I can branch off, let me. So that's what I'm saying. 3 years ago, I woke up and I realized, like, yo, I'm not happy doing what I'm doing. I'm not happy where I'm at, but I still got 3 years left on my contract. I still gotta keep going. I had to suck it up. I had to suppress my emotions, suppress my feelings, my mental safety that I was going through. And that was 3 years ago. Here I am 3 years now, and I'm like, okay, Eli, you don't want to sit here and suppress those feelings. So why would you do something that's making you happy? Are you in a relationship? Is it your job? Is it like family or friends you're trying to impress or be happy? I was one of those people, you know, I want to make my family happy and proud. So I did what I had to do. And I'm not happy doing it no more. I'm in a negative environment. It's constant roadblocks. And I hate when people say, oh, that's part of the journey. That happens. Yeah, that does happen. But I don't have to keep putting up with those same mental roadblocks that are hindering me, not making me healthy. People say, oh, yeah, keep going, keep going. How many people got fucked up in the head and kept going and doing it? And yeah, they might have made it, but look how they look. They're battered, they're beat, they're depressed, they're sad. They have other stuff that they don't know about that's going on with them. They're like, why am I like this? Because you forced yourself to do something that didn't make you happy. And you had that negative mindset, so you kept getting negative results. Yes, you might have made it through, but you made it through in a negative way. You're still not in a better environment. So basically, you got to, no matter what you do, where you go, you got to change yourself. Like me right now, I was supposed to be going, moving to Illinois. I don't want to go. Not that there's a good opportunity, but I know where I'm at right now mentally. I'm going to keep the same mentality in a different environment. Therefore, I'm going to have the exact same results. So I'd rather take myself and move out and branch off and be free and just be separate and just be able to have my own identity again like I did before. Because I feel like I'm suffering from, like, you know, multiple personality disorder. Like, I feel like there's different me's. Not in a bad way. It's just I find more creativity in other views that I have. I think different. I feel like I am built different. We all are unique in our own ways. And I feel like we should stop suppressing those ideas and those thoughts that we had. And with my job, that's exactly what they do. They don't care about your safety. They don't really take your health, your mental health, to the next level. And when you're really saying, hey, I'm screaming out of my head, I'm screaming out loud, they look at you like, okay, we hear you. You gonna come to work? That's their way of kind of patching over. Like, yeah, we heard you, but like, you still gotta go to work. That's messed up. That's really fucked up. That's sad. And I don't like that feeling. I don't want that no more. I'm not saying I need to be baby or cater to, But I'm at a point right now, I feel other people are at a point where they're in situations like relationships, they're like, why am I still doing this? Is it because of the sex? Is it because you're being forced? Or you feel like you're scared to see what's gonna happen on the outside? And that's what I'm gonna tell people. What is coming is better than what is gone. Let that sink in. Something more is coming. What is coming is better than what is gone. I already mentally checked out. I'm already mentally gone. I'm already thinking my future. I've been making plans, getting my market brand up, getting my resources out there. I've been taking these next steps. I'm already thinking like what I'm gonna do when I'm on the outside, when I'm free. I'm already thinking my future. I've been manifesting. I wake up, I'm affirming it. I'm writing it down. I'm seeing it vividly every day. I've been trying to stay away from certain things. So what I mean by that is, you know, you gotta change comes, and that's where I'm at right now. Change starts with an idea. Then you have thoughts, and then those thoughts become feelings. And that's where you got to sit there when you feel it. Now, when you think, I'm not talking myself out and saying, oh, I don't want to do this. I know that I'm mentally checked out. When I'm sitting here breaking down in tears night after night, when I'm sitting here praying on my hands and knees, begging like, Lord, help me, please. I can't do this. That's when I knew, like, Eli, you're done. It's your time. You gave these people 6 years of your life that you can't get back. I don't regret it. It's a lesson learned. But at the same time, I'm not about to sit here and roll the dice. I'm going to bet on myself. The words my best friend, Ant, he said, yo, always betting yourself. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I've been doing that. I've been betting on myself. And I'm just tired of people around me saying, oh, what are you going to do? Oh, Eli, are you okay? Oh, Eli, what about this? I'm like, don't. Those are materialistic things that I can still obtain on the outside world that I can do on my own. I don't need this to hold me back just because you got health care or a consistent check. I'm healthy. I'm fine. I'm great. I want to be able to do what I want to do when I need to do. I can get up and move when I want to move. I can travel where I want to go. I can talk to who I want to talk to. I'm out. I need that. And I was constricted for 6 years of my life. And I was becoming something I know I'm not. And that's why I said, hey, I'm not happy doing this. And anybody who's not happy doing something, check on your friends, check on your family. If they're not, ask them, are you happy working where you work at? Are you happy going to school? Are you happy about the majoring? Ask them that. Sincerely, truly ask them that. Because I bet money, you might be surprised what you find out. No, I'm only doing it because I got kids. I get it, but you're not happy doing it. Why don't you look at another avenue of work or some other money? No, I'm only with him because, you know, he's broke. Or I'm with her because she's giving me sex. That's all. That's the reason why. But you're not happy in that relationship. You're not happy doing that. You're not happy having sex with that person. So why are you doing it? Why would you continue that? That's a negative mindset. You're doing the same thing, but trying to get different results. You are insane. That's insanity. You're not going to get different results doing the same thing. You're going to get the exact same results, which you've been getting for the last months, days, weeks, years. What you're feeling, you're going to get that constant feeling. That's why people are in constant depression, a constant state of like, oh, I'm just raining. I get sad sometimes. Why do you get sad? Change your habit. Change your routine. After those feelings, you got a plan. I have a plan. I have been planning. Those plans are going to start getting habits. You got to start building good habits. Habits start off small, microdose. When you get a habit, for instance, people have a habit of smoking, a habit of drinking. How did it start off? You started off small. You didn't just come out the womb or came into, let me grab a bottle and just down it. No, you would not make it. You'd be like, I would never do this again. But you try over time, little by little, and then you're like, okay, I can do this now. Now you have a bad habit. You're like, you know, you're drinking more often. You're smoking more often. And those things can lead to other avenues of, you know, enjoyment that some people may think it. Some people thought it was enjoyment, and it wasn't enjoyment. It was like a temporary numbness that they're feeling. Then you got to commit. Commit to how you're feeling. Commit to your idea. Commit to your plan. Commit to your habit. When you got those good habits, commit and don't change. And then your lifestyle is going to come. Once you start doing those things, your life is going to change because you're getting healthier. You're thinking more clear in a sober mind state. You're thinking more open and more vivid. So then that's when the change happens. That's the last step, the change. You sit back, you're like, wow, I came a long way. I changed. I feel better. I feel happy. I feel to a point where I don't know this feeling. I feel happy. Wow, you feel happy. That's crazy how it all worked out. I feel happy again. Happiness is, when you're happy, you're going to start seeing, you think better, you're healthier, you start attracting more positive energy. The people, your friends might change, and they're happy. I've been told, like, Eli, your energy is insane. Like, you just walk in a room, you just light it up. Like, you are that person. And I like that. I like myself. I make people smile. That's why I'm goofy. That's why I am. I might crack the most corniest jokes, but guess what? I made you smile. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I gain. I win. That's my end goal in this. So right now I'm in a situation where I realize I'm doing something that wasn't making me happy. I'm getting out and I'm just not happy doing it. And it's killing me. So people out there, stop what you're doing right now. Really think, look yourself in the mirror, really sit down, think like, hey, I'm in this situation and I'm not happy doing it. Talk to that person. Talk to your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Talk to your family. You could be in a family situation that's not making you happy. Family cannot make you happy. Yes. Personal one, my brother, he wasn't making my mom happy. He wasn't making my family happy. You see what I'm saying? But we still kept being there for him, helping him, helping his man. You see? And it wasn't making us happy. And it's sad and it hurt. It hurt a lot, you know? Because we're genuine. It hurt me because I carried so much love in my heart. I wasn't giving it to myself. I was giving all my love, all my blessings, everything to other people. Who I was keeping 100, people couldn't give it 50. Couldn't give me half. You see what I'm saying? It was family. It was friends. It was past relationships. Exes. Anybody. You know what I'm saying? And I look back and I'm just like, I did give a lot. And I know I wasn't perfect. So I sat down and said, I'm going to start loving myself more. I'm going to start taking this. And I've been happy now. You know, I've been a lot happier. I've been a lot more better. I'm starting new avenues. I've found talents that I didn't know I had. I'm pretty good at video recording. Like, I'm nice at editing. Like, I like it. It's fun. I like to paint. I sketch a little bit. I write a lot. I'm blogging. I'm about to start a vlog. I have a YouTube. Like, I'm just doing things that I'm like, yo, this is a whole other side of me. I mean, look at me. Look how I look, you know? Can't be held back like this. And that's when I woke up. That's what hit me. I told myself, I'm like, Eli, you really got to do what you want to do and do what's best for you. You can't sit here and be miserable. None of y'all can sit and be miserable. Y'all should all wake up and do what the fuck you want to do. If you're in a situation that's not making you happy, get out. Leave. It's okay. You're not weak. You're not a quitter. I did this thing for 6 years. I gave y'all 6 of my lives. I can do it. I wasn't happy doing it. So why'd I keep doing it? It's just that simple. And I hate that there's other people, you know, the older heads. I'm like, look, no offense. If you're 65 years old, you have a fixed mindset. Your psychological, your demons back then, your battles you fought are different than ours. We're facing psychological warfare, subliminal warfare. They're putting things in us and that we take in every day that we don't even know that we're taking in. But these people who are older than us, because they said, you didn't go through what we go through. You did not go through what we're going through. Guess what? I have a sister. She's younger than me. I'm 25. When she's 25, her 25 is going to be different than my 25. She's going to start facing things that I can't really relate to. That's okay. That's when you sit down, you listen to that person, you take it in, and then you try to give your perspective, like, hey, I didn't go through exactly that, but I went through something similar. This is how I got through it. Not, hey, suck it up, take it, embrace it's part of life. It happens. Who says being depressed is part of life every day? I'm supposed to suck it up to keep going? I'm thinking suicide. I'm feeling suicidal. Why should you suck that up? What? You'd rather see this person be gone off this earth? Be relocated somewhere else? No, that's fucked up. That's bad. That's horrible. You are a horrible person. You let somebody do something like that or force them to do something they don't want to do because they're not happy doing it. Don't call them weak. Don't call them a quitter. Start over, bro. Start over, sis. It's good. You want to start that business? Start that business. Your friends better support you. I have people right now supporting me. People, I don't have many friends right now at this moment. I'm okay with that. You know, I have a couple close ones I talk to and they know who they are. And that's okay with me. Because I'm finding a different me. I'm not finding myself. Eli always been here. I just dug deeper to get to that person. You never find yourself. You are always here. You find $10. You find an ID. You find a wallet. You don't find yourself. Eli didn't find Eli. I've been here. There's only one me. There's only one of you. You just got to dig deeper. You just got to dig. You're there. You're probably at the bottom of the drawer with all them socks and stuff. But you got to dig. You're not finding it. You've been there. It's always been there. You didn't go outside and find you. You've got to start finding things. You've been here the whole time. You're walking this earth for however old you are. Come on now. So I'm just telling people, do what is right for you. And what's right for me is starting in my next chapter. I know it's going to be challenges. There's going to be challenges. Don't be fearful. Do not be fearful out there. Do not live in fear. You live in fear, you already lost that battle. The minute you have fear, it's okay to be scared. We're humans. But don't let that emotion linger on. it's okay. I'm scared on what's gonna happen on the other side. Of course, I'm not gonna sit here and cap to y'all, but I'm excited. I'm taking the positive. I'm like, well, look at more opportunity I have. Look at this. I'm thinking on the positive. I'm not thinking like, that's what I did for those last 3 years. I was like, man, what if I do? I'm not ready for this. And I'm like, Eli, shut up. Stop doing it to yourself. You're gonna be fine. It's gonna be great. We're all great, and everything's gonna happen. You're gonna have bumps and bruises, but you have those consistent ones that are making you ill or making you sick. Don't keep doing it. That's a sign saying, you know what? Maybe this avenue is not for me, and that's okay. That's okay. I know where I'm at right now with the career field I'm in right now. It's not for me. It's giving me great opportunity, great potential, but it's not for me, and I'm okay with that. I'm not weak. I'm not soft. I'm not ill. Excuse me. I'm just not happy doing it. I don't feel productive. I want to help people directly. I want to be involved. I want to be probably a mental life coach. I want to be a life. I want to help adolescents, kids. I want to be involved. I can't do that right now where I'm at. I can't. And then they say, oh, you go to school for you. That's cool. But I'm still in this thing for the next how long it is. And I don't want that. I'm tired of it. I'm saying, you know, I'm tired of it too. So if you're tired of something, you're in a bad environment, you can reach out to me, talk to me. I'm an open book. I like the feedback. I'm here to talk. I can talk forever. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm gonna podcast. It's a pious, a gift that I got, or a curse. Who knows? Might talk too much to tell myself, but it's okay because I'm real raw, real genuine. I have nothing to hide. People know things about me out there. I gotta live with. It's okay. I know things about you too that I'm going to the grave with. It's okay. So thanks for listening. Thanks for the support, y'all. I really do appreciate y'all. So I just want you to really understand, stop doing what you're doing if you're not happy doing it, and it's okay. There's no amount of money, no amount of women, no amount of men, no amount of cars, all that is no matter what it is, it's not worth it. Save yourself. Do what's due. There's people out there who have the easiest jobs, but they love doing it. That's what separates them from us. People wake up, oh, I go to work. Yeah, the money's good. You hear that a lot? Oh, yeah, the money's good. It has the benefits. But are you happy doing it? You really want to just sit here and just do that? And be miserable? And then you start taking that out, lashing out on people. And you start bringing that work environment back home in your own, your place, your humble abode, in you. Now you're carrying that same environment. See what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, you've carried that same mentality no matter where you move to, around the world. If you carry that same mindset, same mentality, don't let something that's gone be gone and bring it with you, you're gonna have the same results. Yes, you can dictate. That's how powerful the mind is. You dictate. The mind is a weapon. You are a weapon. The mind is scary. It's scary. So that's what I'm gonna leave out with today. I'll leave on my other podcast. We all have star-like potential. All the atoms, neutrons, protons, electrons, all that's just clashing in us. All that stuff that's just in us, that's constantly in us, that's constantly moving. That's in the stars. That's in the galaxy. That's in the universe. All that energy is moving. So you have star-like potential. We all are stars. Don't let anybody kill your shine. Much love and peace.